trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
You found it. It's the final Info Warrior of the year, December 27th, 2009. A lot of people think we're on the cusp of another millennia. Actually, that's next year. But for all intents and purposes, if you watch VH1, it'll be the 2000 to 2009 special in about 4 or 5 years. It might not even take that long. They love that pop culture crap. But on this show, we are going to go over the biggest stories of the year. Take your calls all 3 hours. I'd love to hear what you think the biggest story of the year was. Was it the Bilderberg Group this year, having Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton join them just before the election? Was it Hardin, Montana? Is that the biggest story? Is it the H1N1 hoax? Is it this Senate bill that's just been passed, which is openly promoting euthanasia? There's a 10-page MSNBC/New York Times article massaging the issue, talking about how we need to drug old people to death. They talk about it like it's a long sleep, and we're just going to need to do it because, you know, Grandpa at 88, we don't want him to live 2 more years very sick, do we? Is that the top story of the year? So many big stories. Is the fact that it came out this year, and just really a couple weeks ago, that the Mumbai terror attacks were definitely a CIA intelligence operation. That's huge news. We're going to get into this Christmas bomber also in this broadcast. But in the final few minutes of this first segment, I really want to wrap up what happened at Copenhagen, because that may be the biggest story of the year. It may not be the announcement of a new world order at the G20 and the G8 by Gordon Brown. It may be the fact that this 3-page communique that they put out is so broad and so criminal that it may actually surpass the almost 200-page document that they wanted the 190-plus nations to sign on to. Why do you say that, Jason? Well, again, this thing is so broad that when you go to Section 9, just on page 2, they admit that they are going to create a high-level panel, which will be established under the guidance of the accountable to the conference of the parties to assess the contribution of the potential source of revenue, including alternative sources of finance, towards meeting this goal. And then they go on to say that the nations that did sign on somehow have to come up with $30 billion and then $100 billion by 2020. 2010 to 2012, we're in the $30 billion range. Now, it also says that parties who have signed on to this are subject to domestic auditing, supervision, and assessment. Think about that. Domestic auditing for a treaty that doesn't really have to be ratified because it's not a treaty. So again, they use their semantic word games to further their agenda, just as ClimateGate breaks. Is ClimateGate the biggest story of the year? Is the fact that Phil Jones, Michael Mann, and others got caught red-handed manipulating the information? That may be the top story of the year. So many things happened this year, folks. We're not even discussing the GIVE Act. The GIVE Act was passed this year. Earlier today, Alex Jones was discussing the Boy Scouts being trained to take on domestic terrorists. Well, how about City Year getting all this funding and promoting nationally people in red, white, and black outfits saying that they are changed? That's a pretty big story. So again, all 3 hours, we're going to take your calls. You tell me what the most important story of the year is, all while we actually push forward and cover the news of today and even tomorrow. I mean, we get this stuff hot off the presses, folks. The Rothschild family. Now, there may not be a bigger family of influence out there. Some people may argue the Rockefellers, but a lot of people argue that the Rockefellers are really just an arm of the Rothschild dynasty. They are currently trying to promote a new Broadway musical based on their rags-to-riches story. And remember, the youngest Rothschild is out there promoting global warming. Oh, we need to save the world with a carbon tax for everybody. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burbs. We'll be back with your calls after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam.
So again, even though we had a great victory at exposing what the Copenhagen Climate Conference was really about, exposing the 190-page plus document that was going to bring in a global new world order government where we would be taxed to breathe, they passed an even broader piece of paper that they won't call a treaty that doesn't need to be ratified by two-thirds. And I want to hearken back to November. Now, Lord Monckton wasn't the only person out there warning us that this was a global government takeover. Out on the EU Parliament, we had this gentleman come up and say this was about a new world order. And really call the globalists out for what they are. So let's hit that clip, and then we're going to go to Alan Craig, Michael Chuck, and more, 888-201-2244. Hit it. And this is Nick Griffin addressing European Parliament on the 24th of November.
Kolega Oresteros, 1 minute. Przepraszam. Kolega Nick Griffin.
Mr. Nick Griffin for 2 minutes.
Everyone agrees that climate change is the biggest challenge facing humanity. That's the constant claim of the political elite, and it's a lie. Everyone does not agree. Thousands of scientists dispute the very existence of man-made global warming, citing natural cyclical changes that saw vineyards in Roman northern England and a Swedish army march over the frozen Baltic in 1658 to Copenhagen. As an army of global warming zealots marches to Copenhagen, the truth is that their Orwellian consensus is based not on scientific agreement, but on bullying, censorship, and fraudulent statistics. In the words of leading climatologist Professor Lindzen, future generations will wonder in bemused amazement that the early 21st century's developed world went into hysterical panic over a globally average temperature increase of a few tenths of a degree, and on the basis of gross exaggerations of highly uncertain computer projections, contemplated a rollback of the industrial age. In fact, there will be no bemused amazement, for the reason for this hysteria is clear. It is designed to provide the excuse for a political project of the globalists to replace national democracy with New World Order global governance. It has nothing to do with science and everything to do with a globalist common purpose to tax and control us while making billions for corporations in the green industrial complex. The anti-Western intellectual cranks of the left suffered a collective breakdown when communism collapsed. Climate change is their new theology, a secular religious hysteria complete with Pope Al Gore, carbon credit indulgences and the persecution of heretics. But the heretics will have a voice in Copenhagen, and the truth will out. Climate change is being used to impose an anti-human utopia as deadly as anything conceived by Stalin or Mao.
Boom, and there it is. That is a two-minute concise wrap-up of what Copenhagen was and is, because they're going to keep trying to progress this agenda. With the United States signing on, the EU, China, India, and other big nations, they want the small ones as well. They'd like to get a treaty in place. They'd like this panel, this high-level panel that they're putting together, be the start of their world government. All right, I promise I go to your calls. Let's go to Alan in Florida. Alan, what's on your mind?
You know, you're killing me. I love audiobooks, and I just discovered you guys.
Oh, awesome.
So listen, I'm in shock at what I'm hearing, but you're so right. Look at our water. The newspaper just released a story that there's 300 some odd chemicals in our water. But that's okay. So I'm going to be calling one of your sponsors soon.
Oh, excellent.
In Miami-Dade, and I guess the whole country now, to get your driver's license, the tag renewed. My God, you've got to come up with a birth certificate. You've got to come up with a passport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you register people to vote, you don't have to prove you're a citizen.
Well, let me tell you something, Alan. It actually goes a lot further than that. This year with the census in this country, for example, they took Acorn and they GPSed every home within 3 yards, within 9 feet of the front driveway or the front porch. Obviously, you can go on Google Earth and you can zoom into most homes, but this was a national effort to track, trace, and database everybody's living area. Now, on top of that, you look across enemy lines, really, and you go to Afghanistan and Iraq, and the census there is a little different. You see, they want to biometrically scan everybody there. And since it's an occupied nation, they'll get away with it. This is the Department of Defense. They're going to take their iris scans, and in some respects, they already have. If you have a job with them, they already have your biometric iris scan and your facial recognition data, as well as your digital fingerprints, because they don't even do regular thumbprinting and fingerprinting anymore at most police stations. They have these things digitally. So this system has been created on a small level. Let's look at Hepting versus AT&T, for instance. It is admitted that AT&T and all major telecommunication companies have a secret room, and please go check this out. If you're a new listener, you need to check this out. The National Security Agency has a secret room which diverts all information, splits it into two different databases, one that AT&T has and one that they have. And then they run this information, whether it be your cell phone calls, your texts, your emails, what websites you visit, how long you're on a website. They then go through that with Carnivore and Promise software and other software that's still classified. They look for keywords and recognition and phrases, and then they put you into a database. They figure out how you act, whether or not you're going to stay in line, whether or not you're a threat to them, or, you know, do you have any funds? There's so many things. And they even sell that information to other consumer organizations to, you know, see if you're going to be interested in buying a new car. So it's a they say they run it like a business. It's all coming up in my next film, Invisible Empire. Please check it out. March 15th is the release date. I appreciate the call, Alan. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I got a couple things to say, and then I want to answer the question about what I think the most important story is.
Sure.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that about what Alex said, that the government's training kids to turn against their parents. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say that the government might be doing that, but I'm 13, and from listening to you and Alex, mm-hmm. I've informed my parents of what's going on and changed their vote. And my mom, she used to be like a diehard George Bush. She supported George Bush in 2000 and 2004. Mm-hmm. And now she's a fundraiser for Ron Paul. So
well, that is great.
I just wanted to know what you guys are doing.
I'll tell you, Michael, I'll let you talk in a moment and answer the question about what do you think the biggest story is. But as 13 years old, you know, you're not irrelevant. You can have an impact on your parents' lives. You're pretty smart kid. You've come across this information. You've probably seen the documentaries. I think you called into the show last week. And that is a great thing that you can reach out to your parents. But then on a massive level, they have these national programs. Like when I was a kid, they had DARE. And DARE to say no to drugs. And twice a year, some cop or some lecturer or some sheriff would come in and tell us how, you know, if our parents seemed to have this green substance and it wasn't cigarettes, but it looked like cigarettes, they may have marijuana and we should tell our school counselor. Or if you saw white powder anywhere in your home, you needed to tell them because it was cocaine. And they would try to get you to rat on your parents for drug use, amongst other things. And now they've taken it from drug use to the climate change hysteria and saying, oh, well, you know, if they're not recycling or they're dumping this here or they're having fires illegally, you need to report them. And I think that's really what Alex and I harp on, is that they create this mindset, these programs throughout schools to brainwash children into ratting on their parents, number one. And then when their parents try to talk to them, say, about global warming and say, well, the science really isn't in, tell them they're wrong. Al Gore admittedly has done that. So I'm going to go back to you, Michael. Michael, what is the biggest story of 2009?
Well, I think there's a couple. And one of them, I think, is H.R. 875, which was introduced by Democrat Rosa DeLauro and mm-hmm. her husband, Stanley Greensburg, actually works for Monsanto. And it's the Food Modernization Act.
With Codex Alimentarius?
Excuse me?
With Codex Alimentarius, is that what we're talking about here?
No. Genetically modified food.
Okay, yeah, well, that's part of Codex Alimentarius. Hey. Codex Alimentarius has not been fully put into place, but anything to doing with genetically modified food and regulating what kind of vitamins and proteins we have are based under Codex. But I think I do know what you're talking about. I had a few calls over the year about this bill. Tell us about it.
It was actually introduced by Rosa DeLauro, and her husband works for Monsanto, and it says that you can't have, it regulates what you can and can't have in your own family garden. So, like, you can't have, you can only use certain fertilizer, and you can't, like, use a lot of stuff. And it's in a movie called Food, Inc. I haven't seen it yet, but I researched the bill, H.R. 875. Mm-hmm. But I think that is one of the most important stories. Also, ClimateGate is also a big one. And the fact that Obama got, he ran and he won on preaching against war and against Guantanamo Bay. Now he's not going to close Guantanamo supposedly until 2011, but we know he's not going to close it at all.
Well, when he says 2011, you know, we know that the people that are there are actually going to either stay there or go to another black site overseas or now possibly go to Illinois where they're trying to bring it into this country. And I thank you for the call. And that brings me to this story. Let me find it right here. But basically, they say they're going to be able to move Guantanamo Bay without any state or federal approval. Illinois prison sale may proceed without legislative approval. And this is out of Bloomberg. December 18th, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has the authority to sell a state prison to the federal government so it can be used to hold suspected terrorists, an opinion from the state's attorney general says. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan found the sale of the Thompson Correctional Center, and this is where the new Guantanamo site is going to be, can move forward without state legislative approval, although she said such permission would be needed if the federal government decided after the sale to seek exclusive jurisdiction over the property. So again, they just do these things. They feel they are the law. We're taking your calls. It's the final Info Warrior of the year. Jaren's there doing something. I don't know what. Maybe working. Doesn't look like it. 888-201-2244 is the number. 512-646-1776 or tune in over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The if made gets switch blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do.
We are going to go continue with your calls in just a moment. Later on in the program, we're going to play this audio of Hannity calling Ron Paul supporters nuts, extremists, and saying that the military complex, the industrial military complex, because he doesn't call it correctly, the military industrial complex, which was identified by Eisenhower in his farewell address, truly a great warning from a man who had seen it all, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, really had seen the horrors of war, the spoils of war, the big business interests that had come in. He was an insider among insiders, and for him to give that iconic speech really should tell us something. Just quite a conversation. It's about 4 minutes long, so that's coming up. I wanted to cover this as well. With all the fear-mongering about climate change, with Ted Turner discussing how if we don't do something in the next 10 years, and then he says 30 years, we're going to have 8-degree hotter weather, and we're going to be cannibals and all live in a failed state like Somalia. Now they're saying that we are turning the oceans into acid. Acid oceans, the evil twin of climate change. Far from Copenhagen's turbulent climate talks, the sea lions, harbor seals, and sea otters reposing along the shoreline and kelp forests of this protected marine area stand to gain from any global deal to cut greenhouse emissions. Oh, the harbor seals and the sea lions, we have to save them. Because we're turning the ocean into acid. I mean, come on. Look, we can pollute the ocean, folks. Global warming ain't turning it into acid. I mean, here was a headline that we missed out of the Irish Times from last week. December 21st, so I guess not really missing, seeing I only do a show once a week these days. New world order to set agenda in climate talks. And unfortunately, they quote Chavez here, but you know, Chavez, he's another globalist. He's another dictator out there. He just happens to oppose the United States because it's not in his best benefit to join the team. They're not offering him enough. It's the same with Castro and his cronies. Cuban minister says Obama imperial and arrogant. And it kind of sucks when these guys tell the truth, because that discredits a guy like Jason Furman. Oh, you're a leftist. You like Venezuela. You love Cuba. That's what you want. You want communist and socialist regimes. No, I don't. But when they're telling the truth, like this one, Cuba accused U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday of being imperial, arrogant, and dishonest during last week's global climate conference. Yeah, that's true. He was imperial, arrogant, and really at the behest of the globalists. That's what he was there for. So New World Order set agenda in climate talks. Of course, they did. We said they were going to in the very beginning. We said this was about one world government. And then the Cuban minister saying that Obama is imperial and arrogant. All right, let's continue with the phone calls. Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, JB, how you doing?
Good, good.
I'll get to the top story of the year. First, I'm with Alex, but hello, because I love your show, too. I wanted to say an idea for 2010 is the platinum membership or something like that, where you get a little bit more for like $10 instead of $6.
You know, that's not a bad idea, Chuck, but so many people out there are so hesitant to even pay the $6 a month. I mean, that's $6 for 30 days. You're basically spending what, like a, let's see, it's $6. So you got 30 days in there, like 20 cents a day to watch Alex Jones live on PrisonPlanet.tv at least 2 hours a day, listen to it in the highest quality for 4 hours a day. And then once a week, we put out this show. We also put out all of our films for free. As far as a platinum membership, I just don't think people would go for it or they would appreciate it. We're already working. Oh, topless Burmese is what Jaron said. I'm pretty sure that the viewers out there don't want to see me topless. We're going to keep that one. They saw Jones topless this year. Maybe that's the biggest story of the year. He did that one where he was just topless in the studio. That was hilarious. What a great moment from this year's InfoWars. But again, you know, a platinum membership, there's not much more we can do. How much more can we offer? I see Aaron Dykeson here, for instance, just before Christmas for literally another 14 hours putting out two more Alex Jones communiques while he's going to be away with his family. And it's not just filming the stuff. You got to film the stuff. You got to light the stuff. You got to get the camera equipment in there. Then you have to edit it. You know, there's just so much to do. So I don't know if we're going to do a platinum membership. What we're going to try to do is put out even more films, even more material, so people have the opportunity to look for themselves and choose what is most important to them, what issues they want to take on. We're going to come back to you, Chuck, on the other side. We're also going to go to Jeff, Mike, and Mark. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv. Only $6 a month. InfoWars.com, free. Stay
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Jason Vermes. And folks, if you really want to support me, go get a copy of Fabled Enemies. It's $20. It's over at Infowars.com. It is the definitive film on the international intelligence operation that was 9/11. It may shed a little light on this latest Nigerian bombing, the Mumbai attacks, the 7/7 bombings, the 3/11 bombings out in Madrid. All this false flag terror. When you look at the abundance of information out there that shows you the Saudi Arabian involvement in 9/11, the Pakistani involvement in 9/11, the Israeli involvement in 9/11, and of course, the shadow government United States black operations involvement in 9/11. It is stunning. Go check out Fabled Enemies right now, or just get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and you can watch that and every other film I've done, and every other film Alex has done, for literally $6 a month. All right, Chuck, what is the top story of 2009?
Well, real quick, I'll get to the top story, but I want to be the first one if there is a platinum membership. I spend $6 a day in lottery tickets sometimes. But anyway, the top story of the year, I mean, how about a bunch of top stories? The Mayak report. How about having Chuck Norris on? How about the Megadeth? What is the band called?
Iced Earth.
Coming out with their thing. So many top stories.
Well, you know, there's also a video out there that I was involved in out in the United Kingdom. They just released it on iTunes last week. It's called A City on Fire by Fightstar, platinum-selling band out in the United Kingdom, and they took on issues such as CCTV cameras, false flag terror, the military-industrial complex, fluoride in the water, and much, much more, vaccines even, in this little 3.5-minute video, A City on Fire, Fightstar. I was involved. Go check it out. It's on the Alex Jones channel. But let's go to the MIAC report, Chuck, and I thank you for the call. The MIAC report gets released to the InfoWars office by a sheriff internally. A man who reads this and is like, this is over the top. I can't stand for this. So we get it. We break it. Immediately, the attack dogs within the Patriot community, before the mainstream media even jumps on it, says it's totally and completely fake. We made it up. We made it out of Johnny Nonsense, unicorns, leprechauns, and pixie dust. That's what they're trying to tell us. It didn't exist. And then, of course, the mainstream media confirmed that, in fact, it did exist, and it jumped out into this major story where it was revealed if you were a Ron Paul supporter, if you were handing out the film Zeitgeist, which has parts of Loose Change in it, America, Freedom to Fascism, which we have here over at InfoWars.com, if you have a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker, if you supported Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, or Ron Paul, if you discuss the New World Order, you are a domestic extremist, a terrorist, and an enemy of America. And that was a huge story. But amongst so many others, we are covering the biggest stories of 2009 and the final Info Warrior of the year. Before I go to this next caller, I wanted to do some news from today. InStocks 2010 is shaping up to be a blue chip year. Now, the Associated Press is just coming out and saying, look, if you're going to invest in stocks, you better invest in the big companies because they are swallowing up all the small companies as we speak. It's just like 140 plus banks go under in 2009 in the United States. They are swallowed up by the larger banks. And as the economy worsens, the smaller companies are going to their deathbed. The nail is in the coffin, but you can bet on, you know, Kraft Foods, IBM, AT&T, Microsoft, Google, these types of things. All establishment companies. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
You know, I just tuned in when that 13-year-old kid was on the phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just feel so bad for these kids because they're being targeted so bad, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear Alex or yourself play clips of propaganda from cartoons, you know. But the other day, you know, my kid watches Diego Garcia, and mm-hmm. I'm not kidding, you know, my stomach dropped because Diego had to go save a polar bear that was drowning in the ocean because his iceberg had melted.
Unbelievable.
And, and I'm not, you know, and he had to take a jet ski out there and go save the drowning polar bear, you know, and,
Well, let's talk about Diego just from the beginning, because Diego is an offshoot of Dora, and my niece is half Puerto Rican, and so she's got, like Latin descent, a Latin mom, so she's huge on Dora the Explorer, and Diego is her cousin, and Diego is the offshoot show. What does it say about the culture that the major show that our 4 to 7-year-olds now, 3 to 7, I guess, have been watching for the past 4 or 5 years is a show that speaks Spanglish openly, just all over the place speaking, of course, English, but then putting Spanish into the mix. They know that they are integrating a North American union system where Mexican Americans are able to, well, they're not really Mexican Americans. They're just Mexicans that are going to be granted amnesty. And this is to create a North American union. This isn't race-based. I could care less what color you are, but you got to see they're promoting their culture. They're promoting their language. They're letting you know that it's going to be an even bigger and bigger part of society. In fact, when I was a kid, if you were in a smaller school, which I was, when I was in a bigger school, they offered, hey, you want to learn French or Italian or Spanish? You can do whatever you'd like as a second language. But as I went to a smaller school, all they offered was Spanish because they knew it was coming. And it's not just in Arizona and California and Texas where you have these large cadres of people that don't even speak English, don't pay taxes. And I would probably do the same thing coming in from Mexico. But what they're doing is establishing that this is okay. And anybody that says that they're coming in to destroy the economy by design, which is why they're allowed in, why they don't get prosecuted. Listen, my whole neighborhood doesn't speak English. You can't tell me that they couldn't go in there if they really wanted to and take them back to their own country. I mean, it's Little Mexico where I live outside of Austin. So what really concerns me, and believe me, that polar bear propaganda is over the top, but the fact that also our youth are being indoctrinated to believe that this North American Union will be a good thing, and this is what we have to adopt culturally. I thank you for the call, Jeff. Let's continue on. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the line.
Jason, yes, how you doing?
Good.
Great. Good to speak to you. You had two stories that I think are tops for the year. The first one being the Hardin, Montana story. I think you guys covered that phenomenally, and Alex going out there and blowing it out of the water, I think, was just great.
And let's stop right now and talk about this story. Because what had happened? Well, right under the mainstream media's nose, as if it was a good thing, it was only local media that started to portray it as a bad thing, had this criminal come in with 14 separate federal convictions, including fraud. I mean, this guy was over the top in his convictions. He was a wheeler, a dealer, somebody with intelligence ties all over the place, someone with over a dozen aliases. And he was going to come into Hardin, Montana, take over an essentially empty prison, privatize it, become the police force of the county under an American police force banner, a private organization meant to sound like a police force. He was going to be their sheriff. I mean, this stuff is just mind-blowing. And on top of all that, they were going to train foreign troops in the same facility in a separate area. And thank God Alex Jones covered it and the rest of the media followed afterwards. That is mind-blowing, Mike.
That's all. Yeah, absolutely. And to think that this guy, you know, who was just a fraud training these foreign troops on our soil. I'm a veteran, and I just about flipped my lid when I heard about that.
Yeah, it was quite unbelievable. But again, truth is often stranger than fiction. What is your second story? You said there was a couple. What's the other story you think is tops this year?
Well, the second story, actually, and I was speaking about it last night on this show, new artists, supporting new artists coming up, and one of them is Chris Geo, who's done a lot of great music, especially regarding you guys, specifically with you guys, having Alex in his music and his videos, and that this young man, bright as he is, you know, coming out with a brand new radio show on Blog Radio called Truth Frequency. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's awesome. Spread the word, and I think it's great. It's right in line with what you guys are saying, truth. You know, it's
well, we need more people to step up to the plate and do their own radio shows, make their own documentaries. Gary Franchi this year with the help of I can't even think of his name right now off the bat. But he did In Plain Sight and Washington, You're Fired. They made a great documentary, Camp FEMA. That's William Lewis. Just so many people breaking out and doing what they can do, people really awakening and starting to take over these Tea Party movements that have been co-opted by Fox News. There's so much out there that you can do to make a difference. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, sir. Jason. Yeah, I'd like to say that on this side, the healthcare bill that they're going to pass would be unconstitutional. For younger people like yourself and that 13-year-old that called in, I mean, 15 years ago, you get your check, you know, you're paying federal, state. Now you're going to have mandatory, unconstitutional tax on health care with the Social Security that's probably already broke. And then, you know, you're forced not to be able to take care of yourself. You know, speaking of that codex, they'll probably end up eliminating certain types of vitamins and forcing you to take chemicals that have side effects that could either kill you or make life miserable.
Absolutely. Mike, I thank you for the call. Your phone is just all over the place, so we're going to let you go. But on the subject of this healthcare bill that looks like it is absolutely going through 110%, we are in the darkest times of this thing. And like he said, they're going to tax you now for the federal health care. And if you don't want it, you're just going to be taxed anyway. Forget about 20 to 30% of your paycheck going to the government. Now it's 40 to 50% on a weakened dollar and on a system that New York Times, hard choice for a comfortable death. Drug-induced sleep near end of life common, but vexes family and doctors. So they're just coming out in the open and saying, yes, it's now common that we sedate and softly put euthanasia into place. Euthanasia. We euthanate people slowly. It's very nice to kill people. We don't say we're killing them. Euthanize. It's a nicer word. But the possibility that the process might speed death has some excerpts contending that the practice, in the words of one much-debated paper, a form of slow euthanasia, and the doctors who say otherwise are fooling themselves and their patients. They know damn well what they're doing. But again, this is a 10-page article to promote this. Do you remember Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Death? That type of thinking has now hit the mainline. It's a little worrisome. It should be. If you're a guy like me, if you're not part of the elite class, that 1% or 2% out there, even if you're in the upper echelons, if you're making 1 or 2 mil a year, 10 mil a year, yeah, you'll probably skate by on this. But what happens when your greedy little kid, who you didn't pay enough attention to and you didn't father, decides that at 68, daddy can be euthanized so I can take his empire? Didn't think of that one, did you? Maybe you should, with your little selfish, It drives me nuts that this is even being promoted, that I had to see the case for killing Granny on the cover of Newsweek. It's disgusting. All right, let's continue with the calls. 888-201-2244. You can call 512-646-1776. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Jason, Feliz Navidad and the best, all the best to you and Alex and your loyal and faithful crew there.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Jason, I've got a couple of quick information bits about the state of Oregon. And okay. Then I'd like to give you what I think is the biggest story of the year.
You got it.
The caller that you have, your new listener out of Miami, he was talking about having to show everything right down to your passport, your birth certificate to get your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on here in Oregon for at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in Texas, you've got to give your biometric thumbprint. I mean, Alex Jones put that in his film, America Destroyed by Design, in 1998. So, again, these guys are very, very patient. They implement these draconian rules on the state levels in different places where they can pass them, and then we just succumb to the tyranny. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, they just ease it on into you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call from the Oregon Department of Health Services, which is basically the state health department, a couple of weeks ago in the evening, about 7 o'clock in the evening. And this young lady, she said she was doing a poll and she was going and she kind of went through it really quick at the beginning of the call, who she was calling for. So I had to ask her again and then one more time to get the complete picture of who they're polling for, calling for, asking all these questions. And actually, they're calling on behalf of the CDC, acting through the Oregon Health Department.
Oh, lovely.
So the Centers for Disease Control wanted to know how is my daily state of mental health. They wanted me to give a self-evaluation. And there were one or two more questions. And then I just basically, and she also slipped in that if there were any children in the home that she could ascertain through the answers to the questions were not being treated up to snuff, that she was authorized and directed to contact the Child Protective Services.
Now, Mark, was this presented to you in a mandatory manner, like they call you up and say you have to participate in this?
No, but the tone of it was. Mm-hmm. The tone of it was.
Well, they love you to give yourself up. That's their big thing, you know. That's why an officer walks up to the car and just starts making stuff up. Oh, what'd you put in your side console over there? Sir, I don't know what you're talking. Looks like you moved your hand a little, buddy. Why don't you step out of the car, put your hands on your head? All right, what do you think, Mark, is the biggest story in these final couple minutes of this segment of 2009?
I think the biggest story, Jason, you may not agree with me, but I think the biggest story is that you and Alex and the InfoWarrior crew and all of the InfoWarriors all the way around the world still alive and kicking and just gone ahead with a full head of steam, continuing to expose the evil of these bastards that are certainly intent on all of our demise here and not in a good way. So I just want to thank you. I really want to thank you for all the effort and the energy that you have, do, and will put in to your efforts and all of our behalf, Jason, and God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. And actually, this Christmas, I spent a little unorthodox. Obviously, the majority of my family is out in New York. And I have this aunt on my father's side. It's my only aunt on my father's side. Really my only relations. Her, my Uncle Charlie, and they have two children together. I don't know them that well. When I first came out here to Texas to do Fabled Enemies a couple years back, I did meet up with my cousin who goes to UT, but they're out in Houston. So I decided I'd met up with my aunt a few months back. I've maybe met her four or five times in my entire life. So I made my way out there to Houston for Christmas, and they were over at a friend's house, all this family around. And I really took the opportunity to talk to the man of the house, I guess. We were all sitting down, you know, eating, talking, and all this other stuff. We got into it big about politics. And luckily, you know, I had a couple copies of Fabled Enemies, a couple copies of Loose Change Final Cut, and a couple copies of Fall of the Republic with me, some of which I was going to give to my aunts and uncles. But I gave it to him and his brother instead. And this guy, well, let me just tell you about the conversation when we come back. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Who need to know when a bishop tells the king his lies? Maybe you're a
boy. All right, let me wrap up this little Christmas story with a nice little bow on it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. The end of the year, December 27th. 2009 edition. So I'm at this guy's home. Family's all around buzzing. It's Christmas time. Very lovely home. Lovely family, the whole nine. The guy is pretty much a mainline Republican. He's calling himself a libertarian, but he's really still stuck in this left-right paradigm. And, you know, we start to discuss things and we get into Glenn Beck, for instance. And I'm like, well, you know, it's great that 75% of what Beck says is true, but the 25% that he's not telling you is really hurting you when he's demonizing 9/11 truth, when he refuses to talk about FEMA camps in a real way, the civilian inmate labor program, won't discuss it. We're kooks. And I explained to him that. And he said, well, you know, you've got to give him some credit. I'm like, no, I can't give him any credit because I was supposed to be on his show on the fifth anniversary of 9/11. And after I dominated the Popular Mechanics gentleman, who he brought on later for this FEMA special, I was canceled. They were promoted. And this was when he was at the big bad liberal network CNN, again, part of the media industrial complex. So then he brings up Sarah Palin to me. And I say, hey, Palin's saying some great things right now. Right now, she's saying all the right things. But who is this woman? I said, it's somebody that they're propping up as a third-party usurper to ensure that Barack Obama makes his way into a second term in his presidency. This guy is an eight-year guy, folks. They like him. He speaks well. He is embraced by the international community. They're all about globalism. And I said, you notice she wasn't saying these things when she was McCain's running mate. And why else would they allow her, I said, to have a best-selling book on the New York Times bestseller list, all the media in the world, and leave the governorship of Alaska with no ridicule or concern whatsoever? I'm like, that's because she's their girl. And she will talk about the things we talk about it now when it's safe. She still won't say, hey, it's time to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq. So mainline Republicans like that, and they may glom on to the fact that this is death care because that's a talking point on Fox News. I said, do you see how you're being manipulated? We even talked about the prison industrial complex a little bit. You know, he was like, well, I don't understand why they still haven't decriminalized marijuana. And I said, well, it's a lot easier for them when they have people who are caught with a pound of marijuana or more or a field of marijuana to put them into a prison system for the next 1 to 10 years, depending on, you know, how severe it is. In some states, you're going to get a little worse than others, usually like 1 to 3 or maybe 3 to 5, depending on what you've done. And you get to work for AT&T or Sprint or one of the other big corporations as a telemarketer for them for 39 cents an hour. I'm like, it works out great for them. They don't have to outsource the job to India. These people can still speak English. He's like, well, yeah, that does make sense. And we just went on and on and on and on. And really, I dedicated about 4 hours of my Christmas to waking this guy and his family up. And they were great people, very nice, lovely home, like I said. I can't thank them enough for having me for Christmas. Later on, we went to my aunt's house, and we all sat down, and we played some games, and it was really, really enjoyable. I actually found out that I was related to this Scottish artist named William McCants. They had an original McCants in their house, and they showed me these books on them. They had visited Scotland. It was really neat. But at the same time, this stuff sticks with me. It's part of my heart and soul. I understand that in order to defeat this system, in order for freedom and the Constitution and Bill of Rights to be reinstituted in this country, and who knows, hey, I could get down with a world that had checks and balances, that had a system governed for and by the people, that'd be great. But that's not what the New World Order system is. We're going to come back. We're going to take calls from Mike, Ernie, Irene, and more. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 888-201-2244.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
Yeah, we are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes. And we want to know, what is the biggest story of 2009? We've had the MIAC report. We've had Hardin, Montana come up. We've had the bill that will regulate what you can have according to your organic gardens. We've done some shows on how they really do want to shut down the food we're allowed to eat as they pump mercury into the water supply, as they pump fluoride into the water supply, as they try to inject you with squalene and nightmares, folks. That is a real issue. I'm surprised nobody's taken on the H1N1 thing. Now, H1N1 was a pretty big story. ClimateGate has been mentioned and thoroughly went over. If that's not about a new world order, I'm actually an animated bunny. Of course it's about a new world order. They openly said it. It was headlines everywhere. Headlines everywhere. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're online.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's great to have Alex Jones back, and you're doing a great job of hosting the show. Before I mention what I think is the biggest story, can I bring up something to your attention?
Sure.
I ran across. I was watching Hulu.com. I'm not promoting that, by the way, but I was watching an SNL rerun, which sucked, but they had this ad that grabbed my attention, and it was put out by Coca-Cola, but there's something more involved. The website is, and I'm not promoting anything, don't get me wrong, but it's called Facial Profiler. And basically, it's this promotional thing where you send your picture, your photograph on Facebook, and then they try to find your quote-unquote twin in another city or another country, another continent. And it all sounds like good, harmless fun, but then you realize, gee, this sounds like marketing.
No, they're databasing you. Basically, they're taking your biometric scan of your face, they're profiling you, and then they're making it a big fun game as if it's part of a social network where, oh, look, he such and such looks just like you. He's in Antarctica. Now they have your biometric facial information. A lot of people are going to be giving that up when Project Natal debuts on the Microsoft Xbox 360, but a lot of people have already given up on systems like the PlayStation 3. On the PlayStation 2, they actually introduced just a small camera where you could take a snapshot of your face and then put it on a Tony Hawk-type character. And this is getting more and more sophisticated. With Project Natal, it can take a full-body scan of you. It can then project that image on the television. You can go to Amazon.com and something via the Jetsons / Minority Report where you wheel through the clothes and try them on visually in front of you. A model of your body is trying on the clothes you're going to buy. So we really are progressing towards this command and control cashless society grid in which they track, trace, and database everything we do through biometrics. All right, Mike, what's the biggest story of 2009?
You know, it's a toss-up possibly between the death care bill and maybe the global warming scam. The Senate passing of the health care bill will probably have a more immediate impact on me. So that's probably the biggest story for me personally because – And I am not going to let them loot my paycheck. I mean, I'm not going along with this. That's why, you know, you hear Joyce Riley talk about your line in the sand. That's my line in the sand. It's not happening. Mike Meat Dog Cunningham is not going to let them dictate to me the type of health care I'm going to get.
My man. Hey, I thank you so much for the call. On the other side of this, we're going to continue with your phone calls, but we're also going to play this clip of Sean Hannity, again, saying that if you support Ron Paul, you're a nut, you need to be dealt with, you're bad, you're associated with terrorism, and he's done this in the past, but he continues with the rhetoric. And the caller into his show is actually pretty spot on. He's like, Sean, you're part of the military-industrial complex. You're part of this death machine. So we're going to play that coming up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burns.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Program, we're going to go over Kurt Haskell of Newport, Michigan's account of what went down on this Christmas flight, this supposed Nigerian terrorist who had all the earmarks of not supposed to be on the plane in the first place. When your daddy, who is a prominent banker and elitist in Nigeria, contacts the FBI and says that his son is a radical and may do something violent, how is he getting on a plane, quote-unquote, without a passport, with the aid of a sharp-dressed man? And if you're on PrisonPlanet.tv, Kurt Haskell showed these people at MLive.com, I guess it's a local Michigan media station, his boarding pass. And this is legitimate. No one in the mainstream media is picking up on this story. They're all just saying, we need secondary screening. We need more security. We need more security. Well, this guy shouldn't have gone on the plane in the first place. We're going to go into that in depth later in the program. But right now, before I go to Ernie and Irene, I want to play this clip of Lord Hannity. He's our Lord and Savior, Shawnee Hannity, again attacking Ron Paul supporters as extremists and denying his role in the military-industrial complex and saying because of the military-industrial complex, we have freedom of speech in this country. No, we have freedom of speech in this country because of the Revolutionary War and the Constitution and Bill of Rights, sir. And really because it is an inherent human right to have freedom of speech. You know what those are? Inherent human rights. Government does not grant them to me. They are inherent. They are given out of my creation as a human being. So let's play this clip of Hannity, just totally insane.
It may be merely symbolic, but it's a pretty good idea. Bill has now been introduced into Congress, and every once in a while, I like to give Congress praise when it's due. A Republican and Democrat have put forward legislation that would rescind the automatic pay increase lawmakers are slated to receive in 2011. Ron Paul, yes, and by the way, some of Ron Paul's followers are nuts, but Ron Paul, I like him a lot. I like him a lot of times. We got George in Chicago, WLS. George, hi.
Hi, Sean. You know, maybe President Obama should stuff you into a bunker and call you an enemy combatant. First off, if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed doesn't get his rights, then you're going to lose yours, Sean. And think about it. If he's going to
get... Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not a citizen. He's at war with the United States by his own admission. He plotted one of the worst attacks by his own admission. And I happen to be an American citizen, and I'm not at war with my country. So, you know, okay, what? I deserve civilian rights. I deserve Miranda rights. I deserve constitutional rights. He doesn't.
Okay, well, here's the problem with that, Sean. If you concede that the federal government can hold whomever they want, then you're conceding that President Obama can hold you and Levin and throw you guys in a bunker and call you enemy combatant.
Are we going to be held in the same bunker, or do I get my own private bunker?
I don't know, but you should check out Sabelle Edmonds, who that guy was just talking
about. Let me just tell you right now, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of military tribunals. Congress has acted on the issue of military tribunals. We have precedents we have precedents going back to the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, and this is the only time.
You're a violent imperialist.
I'm a violent. Why? What's violent about me?
Because you love death, destruction, and murder. You're a spokesman for the merchants of death, Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh.
The military-industrial complex owns you.
Uh-huh.
It's time to wake up.
What is the military? What is the military-industrial complex?
Raytheon, GE, I could go on and on with all the Northrop Grumman. I mean, you could go on and on.
They act like
the Pentagon isn't the biggest socialist part of our government,
and
Sean.
They own me. Is that what you're saying?
You're a spokesman for the merchants of death.
I'm a spokesman for the merchants of death. And what do you suggest that we do? Do we not have a national defense?
Say we bring all our troops home. We haven't had a defense.
I didn't ask you that. I asked if we should have a national defense. Should we have an Army, a Navy, an Air Force, Marines? Do you think we should have it?
Certainly, but they shouldn't
be
controlling our government.
Hang on a second.
The way they do now.
Should they have the, for example, in the Navy, we need battleships, and then we need the arms that our armed forces use, correct? And
possibly,
possibly, or do we need these things?
We do, but we could be a lot safer without the way things are now, because the way things are now are just out of control.
Military,
big
industrial, big corporate welfare. Go ahead.
It is.
Do you think
Raytheon is free? Do you think those guys don't get massive tax benefits?
I think the fact that we have great companies that create great defense weapons that keep us safe is fantastic. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. So I'm part of the industrial military complex that you discuss. Because I believe in security and safety and liberty and freedom and everything else that is associated with it. Folks, Ron Paul for president. Trust me, this is part of what you get. And I like Ron Paul. And Ron Paul's right on a few things. But he's not right. Some of his followers are nuts. Yes, that'll get a lot of play. Folks, this is where my buddy Neil Bortz gets into trouble. Neil Bortz says he's for national defense and he is for the war on terror. And he's excoriated by members of the Libertarian Party when he single-handedly has done more to advance libertarianism for the last 30 years than anybody I know.
Total lie.
And it's sad that you get these, quote, extremists that fundamentally don't understand that they don't even have freedom of speech but for a military complex.
So again, he says that our freedom of speech, everything good comes from the military-industrial complex. Let me read a quote because I believe in the security and safety and liberty and freedom and everything else that is associated with it. That's why I'm part of the industrial military complex that you discuss. And this guy is over the top. Neil Bortz has helped the libertarian movement? No, this guy is a warmonger who gets taken on by Alex Jones. I believe it's in martial law. It's unbelievable to me. He asks Bortz for a debate, and DeBortz is like, I'm a diehard capitalist. You pay me $70,000 right now. We'll have that debate, Jones. Neil Bortz? And he tries to play both sides of the fence. Oh, I like Ron Paul, but his followers are nuts. They're extremists. I love the military-industrial complex. So there's a little demon Hannity for you, and I'm no big Sean Hannity fan. I can't say I've ever been a big Sean Hannity fan, and he just continues the same lines of propaganda that he has been really espousing for over a decade now. All right, let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Ernie in Nevada. Ernie, you are on the line.
Hey, Jason, great job.
Thank you.
I was just calling to see, I was looking at MSN, and I seen Charlie Sheen was on Christmas Day. Had you heard anything about that?
Yeah, Alex went over it on his show, and really, you know, I thank you for the call, Ernie, but it's not something I really want to discuss on the program. It looks like him and his wife had some kind of a domestic spat during the holidays. It happens, and I guess they're seeking counseling. The media said it was violent. As far as I've seen, there's been no violence. He posted an $8,500 bond, but I really don't like to spend time on celebrity issues. You know, we covered the Tiger Woods story here for about 30 seconds the other day, only because CPS came into his home for a surprise visit to make sure everything was okay. Otherwise, we really don't get into celebrity scandals and celebrity news because it's really irrelevant. It's what the establishment would rather have you focus on. They would rather have you focus on UT and the National College Football Championships rather than taking a look at the connections that this Nigerian terrorist had to what seems to be a sharp-dressed man in a suit that got him on board the plane without a passport. That should be the number one story right now. People should be shouting that from the rooftops. And this guy also says that he saw another person being detained. Again, in the next segment, we're going to go over all of this with you. But the mainstream media would rather talk about Charlie Sheen and his Christmas of Horrors. All right, let's go to Irene in Texas. Irene, you're online.
Okay, hey, how's everybody over there?
Good, good.
I missed you guys when you were gone for Christmas. Alex is... and you, Jason, are great. I'll make my day. And I just wanted to comment on a couple of big stories that aren't getting any play on the mainstream media, of course, because they want to talk about Charlie Sheen and everybody who, you know, all their personal issues that aren't even important.
Mm-hmm.
One is that the FDIC is broke. Mm-hmm. And that their balance sheet shows a negative $8.2 billion at the mm-hmm. end of the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is that up on antiwar.com right now, there's an interview by Scott Horton done on December the 20th talking about how 50,000 troops have quit the armed force to protest against what they perceive as an illegal war.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard one thing about that. I think what? That's a huge story.
That is a huge story. And people like Cindy Sheehan coming into the Barack Obama presidency no longer fit the paradigm that the mainstream media wanted her to fit. So they no longer cover her. She is now trying to establish in the next coming weeks, and we're going to get her on the program. In fact, I should call her after this, where she's going to try to take over the streets of D.C. for the next few months, 2 weeks at a time. And she's hoping that people out there who are against this illegal military occupation in both Afghanistan and Iraq can give 2 weeks of their life to spend down in D.C. in front of the White House on the streets to stop this illegitimate and illegal war and get the mainstream media to cover real issues. If we have 50,000 troops that are quitting the military in behest of what we are doing and continue to do in Afghanistan while they pay the Taliban, while Karzai's brother is the lead opium dealer, and he's on a CIA payroll, not just in this administration, but for the last 8 years. We need to stop these illegal wars. Irene, I thank you for the call and the support. We're going to come back with Billy Bob, Matt, and others. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In just a moment, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. But first, I really want to go in depth into this Nigerian bomber incident. And oddly enough, today, another Nigerian who is on the same flight from, I believe it was Nigeria into Amsterdam into Detroit. On the same flight, he refused to get out of the bathroom. And they thought that he was going to try to bomb the plane. Turns out he just had bad indigestion. Just a side note. But let's get into this guy's account that nobody in the mainstream media is talking about, at least not the national mainstream media. Michigan Live, MLive.com, is reporting on it. And that's why it's important. A Michigan man who was aboard Northwest Airlines Flight 253 says he witnessed Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib trying to board the plane in Amsterdam without a passport. Let me repeat that. Without a passport. Oh. Kurt Haskell of Newport, Michigan, who posted an earlier comment about his experience, talked exclusively with MLive.com and confirmed he was on the flight by sending a picture of his boarding pass. He and his wife, Lori, were returning from a safari in Uganda when they boarded the NWA flight on Friday. Haskell said that he and his wife were sitting on the ground near boarding gate in Amsterdam, which was when they saw Muttalib approach the gate with an unidentified man. Oh, an unidentified man goes to the gate. Kurt and Lori Haskell are attorneys. Are attorneys. These are lawyers saying this. Attorneys with Haskell Law Firm and Taylor. Their expertise includes bankruptcy, family law, and estate planning. While Muttalib was poorly dressed, his friend was dressed in an expensive suit, Haskell said. He said the suited man asked the ticket agents whether Muttalib could board without a passport. The guy said he's from Sudan and we do this all the time. Muttalib is Nigerian and remember part of a Nigerian banking elite family where his father called the FBI on him a month prior saying he was dangerous. His father! He shouldn't have been allowed on a plane, especially without a passport. This is insane. But again, notice the media's mantra. We need better screening. We need more security in airports. Well, how about you just go with the security you have and actually enforce it? Muttalib is Nigerian. Haskell believes the man may have been trying to garner sympathy for Mutalib's lack of documents by portraying him as a Sudanese refugee. The ticket agent referred Muttalib and his companion to her manager down the hall, and Haskell didn't see Muttalib again until after he allegedly tried to detonate an explosive on the plane. Haskell said the flight was mostly unremarkable. That was until he heard a flight attendant say she smelled smoke just after the pilot announced the plane would be landing in 10 minutes. Haskell got out of his seat to view the brewing commotion. I stood up and walked a couple of feet ahead to take a closer look, and that's when I saw the flames. I guess he was seven rows behind Muttalib. It started to spread pretty quickly. It went up the wall all the way to the ceiling. Haskell, who described Muttalib as a diminutive man who looked like a teenager, said about 30 seconds passed between the first mention of smoke when Muttalib was suddenly was subdued by fellow passengers. He didn't fight back at all. This wasn't a big skirmish. A couple of guys jumped on him and hauled him away. No big skirmish. The guy was probably in like a drug light state, just like Jones said. Immediately, the pilot came on and said two words, emergency landing. He really floored it. The plane sped up. Now, here's what's, again, very interesting. They all got interviewed by the FBI. It took about 6 hours, but he says about an hour after landing, Haskell said he saw another man being taken into custody. But a spokeswoman from the FBI in Detroit said Muttalib was the only person taken into custody. And there is no mention of this man or the passport in official accounts. You do the math. It smells like a cover-up to me. All right, let's continue with the callers. Billy Bob in Texas. Billy Bob, you're on the line. Yes, sir. And Billy Bob going once, going twice. Well, you there?
Hello, yeah,
you're
on. Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, good. Just you're great. You're an actor, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
And really, I mean, you just get things flowing. Just like, keep it up. What I had was Joker posters.
And the Joker posters? Man, that is a good point. I forgot how big those Joker posters really got. And there's another great story from the year. Billy Bob, I got to get let you go because your phone's going in and out. We're going to come back to Matt, Scott, Richard, and others. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. But let's talk about that on the other side. Let's talk about the success of those Joker posters and how we really opened up hundreds of thousands of minds through them.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Just called in and said, you know, what about the Joker poster story? That was a big story, and I had really forgotten about that one. You know, this individual plays around with Photoshop, makes this original Joker image. People start putting socialist and fascist and Infowars.com underneath this image, taking them, posting them all over the place. Alex Jones then jumps on and says, you know what? This could be a big thing. He does a episode of the show in the full Joker makeup. I made a special appearance as one of the clowns. I look really, you know, thuggish and ruggish, as I always do. And it just took off from there. People were getting very upset. We made several other Joker Obama posters. I'd like to think the one that I said, the jokes on us, is a pretty good one. I put it out there. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But that was huge. That video did cause a lot of uncomfortable trades between the administration and really the people who supported him. Oh, this is disgusting. You're a racist. You're a racist if you use the Obama image. It didn't matter that there was a George Bush Joker image prior to that. Prior to that, Alex Ross, who in my opinion is really on the wrong side of the political spectrum some of the time. He's the one that does those really engrossing, encompassing, painted covers for graphic novels for DC and Marvel. And he's the guy that did that image of George Bush as a vampire sucking the life out of the Statue of Liberty. Famous image. Now, does that make Alex Ross a racist because he was critical of the Bush administration? Of course not. But then Alex Ross goes ahead and he's also the man behind that Superman Obama image. Ugh. That one really just, it churns my stomach. So Alex Ross, you know, get on the winning side of history. Find out that the guy that you're supporting now is just an extension of the globalist puppetry and is the Bush administration on steroids with a new, happier looking, more well-spoken face. All right, let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey, well, besides the galactic implications of Balloon Boy, there's two other stories that are going to be a little bit more.
Balloon Boy. Didn't that, the father got convicted to a little jail time for that one. That's a huge story.
And the fact that it's still in the press is pretty sick.
Oh, God, I know. Oh, man fakes balloon hoax for his, you know, puts his kid in a basement or, I don't know, he put him in the attic and said, oh, my kid's gone with this balloon so we can promote my TV show. He does deserve jail time. All right, so what do you think? What's the top story for me, Matt?
Well, I got a two-way tie. I thought okay. that, what blew my mind earlier this year was the fact that the bulk of the 9/11 commissioners recanted the fact that everything that they wrote down, they were lied to and misled. I thought mm-hmm. that was gigantic, and something needs to be done about that. And the blackout, mainstream media blackout that's been over that has been pretty sick.
But, you know, let me stop you before you say the other one, because what really goes dovetails into that, goes hand in hand, that the majority of the mainstream media also ignored, is the fact that Sabelle Edmonds named names this time and said that Bin Laden and his network were on a CIA payroll and working with the CIA up until the day of 9/11. That in itself is a huge censored by the mainstream media story right there. That's a huge story.
Yeah, that's just as big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and then the right, hopefully what will be Pandora's box is the fact that they put conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura on television. I think that show has just got so much potential and so good so far. And I think we really just got to keep our fingers crossed. People at my work are watching it that never would have, you know, read any of the emails or anything like that, or tuned in. But the fact that it's on TV and it's concise and it's easy to watch and it's convenient, I think, for them. It's waking up a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't otherwise read because nobody reads.
That's a great point because, you know, when we put out a film, we're lucky, conservatively right now, I would say Fall of the Republic, between the two full views. One, last time I checked, was about 900,000. The other one was about 300,000 or 400,000. So 1.3 million viewers of that film just on YouTube alone, not the ones that are in many parts. Let's say 2 to 3 million people have seen it. Well, Jesse Ventura's show gets a 1.6 or a 1.5 every time it's premiered, and then it does well in reruns. So just one shot of this, which is consumable by the public, which is, it's presented with somebody that you feel a little more comfortable with. You already know who Jesse Ventura is. You know
what I mean? It's all about the spark.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're talking 1.5 million people a day are watching this thing when it premieres a day. So let's say for the week's episode, 2 to 3 million people tune in. Out of those 2 to 3 million people, at least half of them have no idea what they're about to watch. They're watching it because they're flipping through the stations and they see Jesse Ventura, or their friend said, hey, you should check out this show. And just like you said, it's the spark that matters. It's getting people interested in this information. It's them actually saying, hey, wait a minute, this ClimateGate thing is real? These emails really do say this stuff. Maurice Strong is a bad person. Al Gore is a globalist. These are things that we may not be able to convey because people will refuse to watch a Fall of the Republic, but they won't refuse to watch a Jesse Ventura.
Exactly. And it's that 100th monkey we're looking for. It's that 100th monkey syndrome. And I think that could very well be what it takes to get people to wake up and, you know, and just stop walking around like the zombies.
All right, my man. I thank you so much for the call, Matt. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes. Three things. One, my top story for the year, and it's, I would say it's the climate gate, and that's really kind of a twofer because then it kind of exposes the thing with Copenhagen. So I would say that that's kind of really a twofer right there.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I wanted to say was, and Alex kind of said something about Chris Matthews worshiping Saul Alinsky, you know, and that's another piece of work there. This is the same guy I remember a few years ago and giggling and thinking that was Keith talking about, oh, a little fascism is good for this country, and just sitting back there giggling.
You know, he's a CFR member. He's a Council on Foreign Relations guy. And there's a video out there of him being confronted on his relationship to Richard Haass, who he says he's a good friend. Oh, you think Richard Haass is scary? Oh, I love his wife. And he gets called out on that. And he is such a globalist. He's an unapologetic globalist. I used to watch Chris Matthews back in 98 and 99 and 2000, and even during the 9/11 attacks, after that happened and I was hooked into the mainstream media, I used to watch Hardball constantly, daily. And I used to think, wow, this guy's really got it together. You know, he gives this great perspective. As soon as you shatter that left-right paradigm, as soon as their tools of problem, reaction, solution are exposed to you, you can see this guy talking out of both sides of his mouth, and you really can feel his pro-establishment agenda, Scott.
Yeah, he's an opportunist and a Nazi, all right. There's no question about that. And the third thing that I wanted to say real quick, and I hate to be an I told you so about Howard Dean, but, you know, he recanted himself this week and went back and said, well, maybe we should vote for the bill, and then we can go back and change it later.
Mm-hmm. No, you are right. You know, you got on the air last week and said, you know, even though he wrote this op-ed piece, I'd be very, very suspicious of Howard Dean. And Howard Dean is part of the establishment. And just like you said, Scott, he did recant, and he got people on board to this death care bill. I thank you for the call. Let's continue with the callers. And then I'm going to go to this clip that I kind of came across recently. I was doing research for my RFID section in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, coming to the InfoWar on March 15th. And I saw this clip I had never seen of Roger Ebert, the film critic, with Bill O'Reilly talking about not only the RFID chip, but the worldwide mind concept that they want to promote. The globalist endgame is to truly have a hive-like population that is chipped and controlled, but so that you have this chip where you download information into your brain, really Matrix style. And I know people are sitting there laughing and guffawing and whatever you say, Jason, but there's a reality behind this thing. 3 or 4 years ago now, PBS did this special called The Worldwide Mind. In fact, you know what? Can you bring that up? I know it's on Google Video. It's called The Worldwide Mind. It'll be by PBS. We'll play portions of that as well. And they talk about George Orwell, and, you know, they try to act like there might be some cons. But by the end of the show, they say, well, it's really a great thing. There's no way to stop it. And you'll be able to go get this procedure done during lunch in the future. You'll just go on your lunch break, get injected with it, and a whole new world will be open to you. So we're going to play some clips of The Worldwide Mind, and then before that, we're going to play this O'Reilly clip where he really, you know, he acts like, oh, that sounds scary, Roger. But Ebert is promoting it like it's the best thing ever. He literally says it's like waking up in the morning and, you know, you're controlling your hand movements and all these other things through your brain. That's how you're going to control your chip. And I'm just like, jaw on the floor. Can't believe it. The call-in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing there? Glad to talk to you. I'm delivering pizzas, but I can get this in right quick, and you can carry it from there.
All right.
I think the biggest story of the year is going to be Ron Paul's bill getting the third, was it a 1207? That's mm-hmm. going to destroy the feds. People will find out what all this lending around the world, the World Bank, the IMF, and I'll let you take it from there because I'm kind of preoccupied.
All right, you got it, Richard. God bless you, man. Thank you so much for the call, and keep on listening while you're working, brother. There's a lot of working people out there. So 1207, there's something we didn't discuss. That's another great thing. See, we do have positive stories out there. Jesse Ventura, a hugely positive story, and that's just happened in the last month and a half that I actually hit the airwaves. 1207, audit the Federal Reserve has gained so much traction. Yes, it's been compromised. Yes, they want to amend the bill in every way, shape, and form to take the teeth out of it. But the fact that it's out there and people realize that the Federal Reserve System is a privatized banking cartel is step one. So that's another big story. All right, just like I said, I want to play this clip where Bill O'Reilly really kind of like worships Roger Ebert and the idea of this worldwide mind and the chipped populace. Doesn't challenge him much at all. Shame on you, Bill. Let's hit it.
That would provide you with an incredible amount of information. He talked to Bill O'Reilly about the possibilities of a library in your brain.
Sometime in the next century, because computer chips are getting smaller and faster, and eventually the time will come when a child is implanted with a little chip back here and will learn to control the chip in the same way that you learn to control your bodily functions and your voice and your movements. So that not only can you, right now my mind is telling my body to talk, and it's supplying my mouth with the words that I'm giving to you, and the mind could also learn to say to the chip, go to a certain web page, download some information, and so and supply it to the inside of my eyeballs.
You believe that you can you're going to be actually able to tell your mind through a chip to provide you with information that you can then speak. So on this program, this would be great for me. You put a little chip in there, and if I didn't know something, I could say to the chip, would I have to say it out loud or just think it?
Either way, I can just think it.
Give me an answer.
Right now, we're loaded up with bionic stuff already. I'm wearing glasses. I have fillings in my teeth. This is a wristwatch. I'm wearing clothing, which allows me to adjust to the climate as I go outside. So it's obviously only a matter of time until convergence allows us to match the number one tool of the next century, and that would be the computer chip.
I mean, okay, so the computer chip,
glasses are tools.
Sure, but all of these are external. The computer should be in you, and that's what frightens me.
Well, could be in you, or it could be wherever you wanted it to be. And it would allow you to make telephone calls without having a cell phone, allow you to surf the web without having to monitor.
Well, show me how. So if I had a chip embedded in my head, I could make a telephone call by
you could just start
the chip,
talking.
Call mom?
Yeah.
And mom would be, and I could
talk
to her?
And then you would just say, hello, mom.
I wouldn't have a phone or anything.
No. And so you'd have to have some body language so people would know what you were doing. Let's say you're standing at the American Airlines terminal.
Yeah.
And you're calling the Advantage desk and saying, I've missed my flight. Do you have any seats at 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're standing there saying that, somebody's going to look at you like you're one of these crazy.
But not if everybody had the chip, they'd all know what was going on.
Well, but you would do this.
Right. You go there with a little phone.
This means I'm not just talking to myself, I'm talking on the phone. If you're reading the web on the inside of your eyeballs,
yeah,
it would look rude to people. It would look like I'm staring straight through you. But I'm not staring straight through you. I'm looking at the Fox News webpage, right? Mm-hmm. So how do I want people to know that? I would just go like this.
Sounds so unbelievable.
If I'm downloading information...
And for those that didn't see that, while he's downloading information, he puts up the devil's horns.
Well, you see, my article is half serious and it's half satirical. I don't know which half is half, though, because things are converging so quickly, and computers are already such an amazing tool.
But we've checked it out a little further than your article, and the scientists tell us that it is absolutely true and absolutely possible for a human being to be have a chip embedded in their system and to have many, many things appear in their mind upon command. So you would say, I need to know the name of the 18th president. Bing.
Not only that, I meet you and I call up your credit report while we're talking.
I meet you and I call up your credit report while talking. So that clip is from years and years ago. O'Reilly still had somewhat of a hairline at that point. I want to say that that's probably almost 10 years old. And O'Reilly admits, yes, this is real technology. And he says, well, that kind of frightens me. But that's all he challenges him. They don't bring up the aspect of the possibility this thing could be hacked or used for control. Forget about just propaganda placement, having a chip embedded in you, and then all the websites that you can access through that chip will probably be monitored and censored, much like it is in China and now in Australia. China doesn't have the YouTube for the kids. Do you understand you don't want to be like China? China has the one-child policy. China has the mobile death vans where they harvest your organs. China has a system where you are guilty until proven innocent. China has a military on the streets, a true police state. And this is the global empire that the Wall Street Journal is saying is going to lead with the U.S. into the new world order. That's a headline out of the Wall Street Journal. But when Jason Burmes talks about the new world order, he's crazy pants McGinty. But when the Wall Street Journal, they're, you know, business McMasterson, they must be telling us the truth. And the new world order must be a good thing, and so must China. And they have been working on this thing for years, decades, centuries in some respects. And the same people that were in charge a couple hundred years ago, their descendants are in charge today. The Queen has just been exposed as signing government documents, shadow government documents, to establish Prince William as her successor, not Prince Charles. And they've been quietly doing so. Well, if the royal family is supposed to be out of power, why are they being briefed by Parliament? Why are they drafting shadow government legislation? It's because they're still in power, dummies. They never gave up their power. They've cloaked it. They've hidden it. Right in plain sight. It's the Info Warrior coming back with your phone calls after this. Final episode of the year, folks.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm on the outside. I'm
Continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. Coming into the next segment, I'm also going to play this clip of Max Baucus, the Democrat, promoting healthcare legislation 2 days before Christmas, stinking drunk on the House floor. Okay, he's like babbling, we need to work together, And these are the people that are supposed to be governing us. They're supposed to be actually responsible to us. We're their constituents. But these people are out of control. They're over the top. They have little to no regard for the little guy, you and me. Before I go to Eric in Pennsylvania, I just noticed this on the table here. People Magazine put this thing out. If we could show this for the PrisonPlanet.tv heads. People scandals that rocked America, an eye-popping look at famous names, bad choices, and big headlines. Now, these are the scandals that rocked America, folks. There is not one scandal of substance in the book or on either cover. Let's see what kind of fluff piece this really is. Okay, top left. Britney Spears shaves her head. Absolutely doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. Zero. Zero. That a pop star who's on drugs, who recently got a picture of her who nanny taken right before it, shaved her head. That's not a big scandal. Oh my God, she has clippers. That's a huge scandal. Okay, what's next to her? The O.J. Simpson case. It's O.J. with the gloves on, but they don't fit. They don't fit, but they're on his hands. So you must acquit. But they don't fit, but they're on his hands. So you must. I can barely move my fingers around these things. I am an innocent man. Again, O.J. Simpson, zero geopolitical impact whatsoever. Scandals that rocked America. Let's take it down a notch. Oh, Mel Gibson got drunk and said some naughty things. Yeah, that had an effect. Oh, wait, no, that didn't have an effect on my life. Wow. Who knew? Right? A blonde hooker who happens to be a billionaire heiress made a sex tape. That rocked America? Scandals that rocked America. Folks, I'm going to go through every single one of these because even the political ones are a joke. And by political ones, I mean political. Well, I guess I could say dose, even though neither of them have anything to do with politics. So I move over one and wow, the SEC went after Diane Sawyer. While they didn't do their job against multinational corporations and banks, they decided to go. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Diane Sawyer, Martha Stewart. They decided to go after Martha Stewart, who may have done some insider trading. These people do it on a level you can't even comprehend in the billions and trillions every single day, but they went after somebody who cooks a mean pot roast and is on television to make an example. To show you again, even though this woman, who has millions and millions of dollars, a lot of power in some people's eyes, still is not part of this elite class system that likes to promote the garbage that you see on your newsstands. So what's next to her? Oh, look at Kobe Bryant. A tear trickles down his eye as he has to admit that he cheated on his wife. Even though she's rocking like a $2 million ring and we all know knew he was going to cheat. Really? Basketball players cheat on their wives? Golf players cheat on their wives? Millionaire sports stars cheat on? I can't believe it. I got two words for you, folks. Steve Garvey, okay? There's a guy that went to town, okay? And he was open about it. Who cares? And then right under Kobe Bryant is Spitzer. Yeah, again, Spitzer paid for a hooker? You mean people in Washington, D.C. get prostitutes? I can't believe it. I thought that industry was dead. Laugh out loud. We're going to go out after the back cover after this and keep going with your calls to the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero.
You see, folks, there's nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty, with getting out there and trying to make a difference. And whether that difference be in the geopolitical arena or in your own family, or even in your own workplace, you know, bring the truth everywhere you go. That doesn't mean that you need to have your own radio show or make your own films or pass out flyers or pass out DVDs. There are so many things that you can do outside of that. You can call your congressman. You can run for state senate. You can become a member of the PTA. You can get involved in city council. There is so much out there for all of us to do if we want to take back our constitutional republic. All right, I want to cover the back cover of this people scandals. We just went over Britney Spears, O.J. Simpson, Mel Gibson, Paris Horton. I'm sorry, did I say Horton? I meant Hilton. Oh. Martha Stewart, Kobe Bryant, and Elliot Spitzer. Now let's go over to the back. Again, not one scandal of substance. Show me the real scandals. These are the scandals that rocked America. Okay, we've got Lindsay Lohan, yet another hooker actress. What was the big scandal with Lindsay? Oh, a starlet drinks and does drugs. I can't believe it. But she was on the Disney Channel when she was younger. She drinks and does drugs. Oh, no. And then they've got Hugh Grant. Oh, again, Hugh Grant. Half of these are about prostitution, the oldest business in the book. They called it the oldest profession because it is, okay? Half of these are about prostitution. These are the scandals that rocked America. All right, so you get down, and to the left, it's Monica Lewinsky sleeping with Bill Clinton. Again, wow, men of power sleep around? That's the story that rocked America to its very core. And then right next to him is Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. Janet with her boobie coming out. And, of course, we all know that that wasn't wardrobe misfunction or malfunction as well. It's a wardrobe malfunction. Really, the only scandal that should have come out of that is the fact that they said it was the most viewed moment in television history. And there's no way that they could have known that unless they were keeping tabs on everybody's DVR and TiVo units, which they said they weren't doing. That's the real scandal on Boobiegate. Because who cares? Oh my God, I was subject to a pierced nipple for 2 seconds. Oh, my children, they'll never be the same again. Come on. So now we're down to the last five. I see Winona Ryder. That's a huge scandal. She stole some shoes. Wow, now when you shoplift and you take some shoes, that's one of the biggest scandals that rocks America. Let's keep going with these things. We got George Michael. Everybody remembers the George Michael bathroom scandal. So you're telling me that a rich, lavish gay man tried to have gay sex or pick a guy up in a bathroom?
Wow, that's a shocker. Oh, wait, that's not a shocker. And that's not a scandal that rocked America. Again, it has no bearing on your everyday lives, no bearing on your paycheck, no bearing on your freedom, no bearing on anything other than mesmerizing you into this gelatinous gook they call entertainment, infotainment, if you will. So let's wrap up the last three. I think it's model Amon. I don't know what her scandal is. Maybe it's that she married David Bowie. I don't know how that's a scandal. Then we got Phil Spector, whose only scandal is that he's a crazy murderer with wacky hair. And Phil Spector, for those that don't know, he's that producer that was on a power trip. He had some B-movie actress over at his house, somehow had convinced her to put a gun in her mouth, and then he blew her head off. Now, it sounds like this guy's a murderer. He needs to go to jail. It's not a big scandal. And then, of course, Charlie Sheen and his antics. Charlie Sheen is not, again, powerful women with, or powerful men with a bunch of women. I can't believe it. These are the scandals that rocked America. Give me a break. We're going to your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Years and years I roamed. I gazed a gaze and stare. We must have million years. I must have died.
We're gonna get to your phone calls in just a moment, but this one's out of the New York Times on Christmas. We've been talking about this death care bill that got passed. Catholic stance may help abortion aid plan. Hospital Association stance could provide political cover for Democrats.
most of the Catholics and Catholic bishops out there have basically stated, no, we're against this health care bill because it pays for abortions. However, all of the Catholic hospitals in this nation have signaled that they back the Senate's compromise on the issue, raising hopes of breaking an impasse in Congress and stirring controversy with the church. Now, I wonder how they get the consensus of all Catholic hospitals saying that they're supporting this bill. Obviously, this is a large piece of propaganda to sway those who are religious into thinking, don't worry, everything's okay. See, these Catholic hospitals say it's all right to have abortions. And in essence, really, the tops of the Catholic Church could care less because they're just as corrupt as anybody else. Hey-oh! All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Jason. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yes, Merry Christmas, brother.
All right, I want to tell my story, my top story for 2009. But first, I called in Alex Jones on Monday, and I told him about something, and I think I freaked him out a little bit. But, you know, I told you I work in a restaurant, and... You know, let me just back up. I want to give you a little background. When I was like 16, my grandmother was a nurse. She got me very into nutrition. That was like one of the ways I really became a good researcher because I wanted to know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
I always was like real interested. I always was into research. That really advanced me, right? So now, you know, fast forward, I'm working in a restaurant. Now, I clean the fryer and, on the container, which is a 5-gallon container, which is what fryer oil comes in, I'm reading the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And there's this one on there called polydimethyl xylazine.
Okay.
And it's an anti-foaming agent. And I look it up, and it's silicone, like the same stuff that girls get their boob implants with that is a cancer, that now they have to get saline implants.
Yes.
So they're putting that in the food. They're putting that in the fryer oil, and
it's unbelievable. So look, they're cutting the high fructose corn syrup out there, which is already poison, folks. It is not good for you, even though there's this huge campaign, especially this year, to tell you how great high fructose corn syrup is for you and how you're being paranoid and a bad mother if you think otherwise. They're cutting it with mercury. Look it up yourself. It's in the Washington Times. Mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. They want to put lithium in the water. There is silicone in your food. Go ahead, Eric.
So anyway, so you use the fryer, it spills on the thing. Well, there's a difference. When we just use pure vegetable oil, which is, if you should go to your favorite restaurant and tell them, yeah, look at the ingredients and make sure it's pure vegetable oil. If we use that, there's not a problem. But when we use this stuff and it spills on it, it turns into plastic. Like literal plastic. And guess what? It gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bad enough they're putting the fire oil. They're also putting it in your Coca-Cola syrup. It says it on the ingredients. Just read it up. Polydimethyl xylazine. Okay? Or you can Google it, anti-foaming agent. All right?
It all sounds extremely delicious. So, Eric, what do you got for me? What is the story of the year, my friend?
All right. Well, it's obviously not nearly as interesting as Jesse Ventura going around terrorizing the establishment with his new show, Conspiracy Theory. But it's, to me, I think this is probably the biggest story. You back up to, January 15th, $815 an ounce gold. You fast forward, December 3rd, 2009, $1,218 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
From November, okay, we have $1,030 an ounce to December, $1,218. That's a $200 increase in 1 month. In the decline of the dollar, that is, in my opinion, the top story of 2009.
That's a good one. You know, that's not one that we covered today. We're talking about the top stories of 2009, and it's really the death of the dollar and just the resurgence of gold. Gold has always maintained its value, but, you know, he just talked, and I thank you for the call, Eric, that back in 2008, and I remember right around Christmas, it was around $800 an ounce. It had gotten almost to 900. It might have even hit that 900 point before the new year. And then went down a little bit more. Now it's at 1200.
an increase of almost $400. $400 in a year. And again, if you started in 2003 when it was under $300 an ounce, it has four times the value that it had less than a decade ago. Not really, because they've gutted the dollar, and even though it's worth $1,200, the dollar is so weak right now compared to where it was 6 years ago that it could be said you're really just maintaining the value of your money. All right, let's continue with the callers. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. George in Illinois. George on the line.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Hey, just before I get to my 2 points, that was me talking to Sean Hannity earlier. I don't know who put it on the web, but thank you for whoever did.
Yeah, it's on an Examiner article, and I had noticed it earlier in the week, but obviously I only do the show once a week now. And it was definitely something that I wanted to play because you were able to get out a lot of great points. And he really reveals himself saying that the military-industrial complex is why you and I, George, have freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, apparently, is not an inherent right. It is provided to us by the good people at GE, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin. Go ahead, George.
Of course. Of course. Before I get to my story of the year, you got to see the new Sherlock Holmes movie, man. It's filled with all sorts of Illuminati propaganda.
Really? That's so disappointing. I like Guy Ritchie. Oh, man. Don't tell me that Guy Ritchie went to the dark side. Is that what you're telling me right now?
He's deep in the dark side, bro.
All right.
My story of the year has to be the war on Pakistan. I think it's just a mess, and that's the military-industrial complex at work.
Now, when you say the war on Pakistan, let's talk about this for a little bit. Now, we know that Pakistan is really part of this effort to build a Eurasian Union. They always say that there's tribal wars on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan. But for some time, we have infiltrated a lot of their government. In other words, the ISI was created through British intelligence and revamped from the CIA. We had involvements with them in the late 70s, the early 80s, BCCI banking. We know that Pakistani officials were funding the hijackers through U.S. intelligence. But now it seems like that is also the breeding ground and the beta test ground for a lot of the UAV drone attacks that the United States military is perfecting, sometimes using Xbox controllers to control these UAVs. And that is now extended from Pakistan worldwide. In fact, Chavez, and again, I'm no Chavez fan. I'm reporting this because this is in Bloomberg. Chavez says U.S. drone planes entered Venezuela. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said U.S. pilotless planes have crossed the border recently from Colombia, and he's ordered his military to shoot down the drones if they appear in Venezuelan airspace again. So to me, it may be even bigger than this situation in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but really the birth of the next level of the military-industrial complex, drones and robotics to take people out. And I don't know if you remember this, but Fox ran a story where they were talking about these basically these robots that could live on biomass. In other words, dead people, animals, plant life. And then they had to change that and rescind it and say, oh, we didn't mean that they could actually eat dead bodies on the battlefield. It could only, you know, take plant life and small animal life. It could never be able to do that. What we're seeing is really the birth of Skynet. And I think that's very scary. We're seeing, you know, the Large Hadron Collider is a huge story from this year that no one's talked about. Even though they failed in their first attempt to hit these two huge particle beams to create life, they're continuing with their research, they're going forward, and they say they don't know what's going to happen. Did this cause the swirls in the sky of Norway and China? Is that something else? I don't know, but that's yet another huge story that has been neglected. I thank you for the call. The call line is 888-201-2244, or you can call 512-646-1776. Now, earlier, I talked about how the Rothschild family is trying to promote a new Broadway musical in which their rags-to-riches story is told. And remember, the Rothschilds should be elevated to that of godhood status. They've got the younger Rothschild running around promoting the global warming agenda of cap-and-trade and global governance, and it's here to save us, while the banksters stay in the background.
This one is out of the Business and Financial News, Reuters. Rothschild restructures its way up U.S. league tables. Some of Rothschild's top investment bankers were preparing for Thanksgiving last year in their homes in Connecticut when the opportunity of a lifetime presented itself. The U.S. government was looking to hire advisors to help it fix the crumbling auto industry that eventually crumbled and became a North American Union auto industry after the bailout. It was already moving in that direction, but now there are more plants in Canada and Mexico than the United States. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? And they're being advised by the Rothschilds. Excellent. That's how my country should be run, by the Rothschilds. But it needed a team ready to go on the holiday weekend in late November, and it was concerned about potential conflicts among advisors who were already helping others in the troubled sector. And we will continue with this article and many others on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes going over the biggest stories of 2009. If you want your opinion to be heard, 888-201-2244. Back after this.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator.
Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Over at theinfowarrior.com, you can support this program by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell them Jason Burma sent you. For only $6 a month, you can get all of my films, all of Alex Jones's films, this radio slash internet web show, as well as the Alex Jones Show, and so much more. Or you can get a copy of Fabled Enemies, make dozens, hundreds, thousands of copies, hand them out, and make a difference in your community by exposing the international intelligence organization that really runs the show, the shadow government elements that are the tools of the elite, the national security apparatus that has now swallowed the bureaucracy it created, Homeland Security, to further install tyranny in this country and abroad. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. And then coming up in the next segment, we're going to play Senator Max Baucus drunk on the House floor promoting the healthcare agenda and shouting down a fellow senator. Let's go to Adam in Minnesota. Adam, you're online.
Hi. I just recently started listening to your guys' show, and I think it is completely awesome.
Oh, thank you, man.
I don't have any stories about the news or anything because I don't really listen to it. I don't trust it.
Well, what do you think, Adam, you know, being somebody who's new to the show, what do you think the biggest story of 2009 was? And maybe what is the story that got you involved with InfoWars? In other words, how did you find Alex Jones or Jason Burmis? What story prompted that? Maybe that's the biggest story for you.
Actually, it was the 9/11 and how that was a cover-up.
Yeah, that's what brought you over to InfoWars. So what did you do? Did you come across a loose change, or did you come across a road to tyranny, or was it just you felt like, you know, you weren't being told the truth about 9/11, did some Google searches, came across InfoWars?
Yeah, it was YouTube. It was
Gotcha.
I saw the Barack Obama deception, and so I was like, all right, might as well watch it.
So, all right. So how do you come across an Obama? Let's talk about this, because this is, you know, how we get our information out there. Viral videos is a big part of the program here at the InfoWars team. How do you come across an Obama deception? Are you just surfing YouTube in the most popular sections? Does somebody send you a link? How do you get to the Obama deception?
It comes in as people have, you know, different videos and stuff of different related articles, you know, on 9/11, and then
what did you think was the most compelling part of the Obama deception? I mean, what really turned your head and said, whoa, there is something big going on here?
The shadow government. I mean, I always never trusted the government, so that really turned me on to it.
Well, a lot of people, and I thank you for the call, Adam, don't even understand what the shadow government is, don't understand its history, don't understand that it's openly admitted not only that it exists, but it is the true power behind the Pentagon, the National Security Agency, and really our federal, legislative, and executive branches of government. It's an extension of the executive branch, really supersedes the executive branch of government. And this came into play during the nuclear age when they said, you know what, we do need some kind of a continuity of government in the case of a nuclear attack that may decapitate us. How can we still have constitutional government if this occurs? So it was started out again, the road to hell is always paved with good intentions. Now, it was manipulated over the years, and really when Reagan took his presidency, then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush was the head of this continuity of government or shadow government program. And he took that opportunity to revamp it entirely, the birth of the sole source contract. People like Cheney and Rumsfeld in intricate positions. And then lo and behold, on the morning of 9/11 itself, the shadow government is running drills with other agencies, both here and internationally. Interesting. And then they're on the scene of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center attack. Weird. But the shadow government doesn't exist. We're going to come back after this, play the Max Baucus clip. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, meet you there in Babylon.
You
You know, I got away from this story by taking calls last segment. Kind of forgot about it. Rothschild restructures the way, or its way up U.S. league tables. And in this article, it basically says how Rothschild advisors not only helped with the auto bailouts, but much, much more. The venerable investment bank, which traces its roots to the 18th century German founder, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, and is still owned by the family, also came in number 9 in the league tables for Europe, up from number 12 last year. I like how they say that they're not numero uno. Folks, the Rothschild estate is a sovereign nation located in the middle of London where they print endless amounts of money out of thin air. Oh, but no, they're not powerful. But now they have to announce their power. As an advisory-only firm, Rothschild will never be as large as the big banks that often combine providing capital with advice, he said. But we don't manage our business for league tables. No, this is just the spider really growing and outsourcing and becoming more of a leviathan, an octopus, encompassing even more and more of what they do. It's not just banking anymore. It's global governance. It's cap and trade. It's the auto industry. We're the Rothschilds, and we know best. So go check out that article. It's out of Reuters. Rothschild restructures its way up U.S. league tables. All right, I promised I would play this clip, and it is pretty damn hilarious. I may cut it off. It's a couple minutes long. It's actually 5 minutes on the web. 5.5. But we're going to jump in where Max Baucus has already babbled about this healthcare bill and how he wanted partisan reform. And so did I think he's talking about Ted Kennedy at one point. Drunk out of his mind. Can't even get out a sentence. And then I think it's Wicker, the Republican senator, tries to jump in and he gets shouted down by a drunken Max Baucus. Let's hit the clip.
Work together as healthcare reform. Where is the senators going to stand up in that style and say, you bet, we want to work together to pass health care reform? This senator tried mightily to get bipartisan support.
Will the gentleman yield just briefly?
Iowa, who I've been working with for a long, long time, and they just kept, they're pulled away. Senator Grassley, I don't want to speak for him, but I know he wanted to get health care reform passed on a bipartisan basis. I know that's the case. But frankly, he got pressured. And he just couldn't do it. I have highest respect and regard for him. He just couldn't do it.
And then eventually it dawned on them that my friends on the other side of the aisle wanted to Europeanize the health care system of the United States of America to cut Medicare.
I reclaim my time.
I thank the gentleman for yielding.
I want to tell a senator that is not what happened. I was in the room constantly. I talked to those senators many, many times. That is not what happened. I'll tell you what did happen. Your leadership pressured them not to work together. There is no European-style effort in that room. That is a totally untruthful statement. Totally untruthful statement. None whatsoever.
Thank the gentleman for briefly yielding.
We're passing a bill here. It's a unique American solution. It provides competition. It helps doctor-patient relationship. So that assertion and working toward European solution is entirely untrue. It's entirely false. The fact is that those senators did not want to work with us. It's regrettable. It's highly regrettable. And you know what, Mr. President? One of the biggest travesties, I think, here, there was not a good faith effort on that side of the aisle to come up with a constructive, comprehensive alternative to the Democratic version of health care reform. If there had been a constructive, honest alternative to health care reform, we could have had a really good debate. You know, what's the better approach to solving the health care problems in our country? That did not ever happen. Did not ever happen at all. Rather, they didn't come up. They didn't have anything. They didn't have a health care bill. None whatsoever. The only one that kind of came up a little bit was over in the House, because after all the criticism, the Republicans don't have an alternative. Finally, the Republicans in the House came with an alternative. It was very, very small. There wasn't much to it.
Alternative.
To be honest, the Congressional Budget Office said it hardly increased any coverage whatsoever. It was not really a comprehensive health care reform bill. And there's been none in the United States Senate on the Republican side. No alternative for a comprehensive health care reform bill. So I just want the public to know that we've worked very hard to get a bipartisan bill. And that's the aisle.
Well, if you've worked so hard, Max, and let's pull this clip, why did you show up drunk on the House floor to promote a bill that supports and promotes death care? The case for killing Granny. This other headline out of the New York Times, in which they promote slow euthanasia through drugging someone to death. So they just take a permanent nap instead of, you know, a nap to get better. We're not trying to get people better anymore. We're trying to put them on their way so we can stabilize the population, because Ted Turner loves us. Ted Turner loves us, and so do the rest of the globalists. People like Michael Bloomberg love us. Bill Gates loves us. I mean, what's to discuss? Warren Buffett loves me. In fact, right after this, I'm printing out a picture of Warren Buffett and I'm kissing him on the forehead. David Rockefeller loves me too. Except for when you actually talk to Ted Turner, and in a 1996 interview, he said that he wanted 250 to 300 million people on the earth, about a, you know, what would that be? You know, 5% of the population today? About 5%. But now he said, no, 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 those numbers aren't me. That's not Teddy Turner, baby. That's not the largest landowner in the United States. By his own admission, he owns more land per acreage than anybody else in the world. The largest landowner has now said, well, that's not me. I'm the president of the United Nations Foundation. And, you know, the United Nations Foundation is saying, you know, 2 to 3 billion. Oh, so we're going to kill 50 to 70% of the population then. Because you don't get to 2 or 3 billion from 6.5 billion folks unless you kill a bunch of people. And that's why, you know, for the longest time, we had Eric P. Holdren's masterwork, Ecoscience, sitting here, where they say they have to make it like a religion, where they say they want to put sterilants in the water in order to control the populace. And Ted Turner's out there. You know, I talked about in the first hour of my program how great China is, how much we should just love China and become like China. He's actually on the record. Maybe we can pull this up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, saying that China's one and two child policies are not draconian. Just type in Ted Turner, China's policies, not draconian. Really? It's not draconian to tell somebody how many children they're allowed to have. It's not draconian to tax them if they have more than that amount of children. It's not draconian to take their children away and put them to work for the state. Well, thank you so much, Ted Turner, for clearing that up for me. There it is right there. Ted Turner says Chinese oppression, not draconian. And that's out of the Population Research Institute, but it's all over. All you have to do is do a little googly-oogly, little Google, and you can find it. I want to go over some of the up-to-date stories that I haven't hit up today. Again, we've really been focusing on what is the top story of the year. Was it ClimateGate? Was it Hardin, Montana? Was it the Give Act? Is it this health care bill? Is it Jesse Ventura and his new show? Is it 1207? So many things to discuss. Was it Copenhagen and the three-page agreement that people signed on to, including our own president of the United States? Was it the G20? Was it the police brutality out in Pittsburgh this year? Could be any of those things. So much has happened in the last 12 months. Gold. Is gold the biggest story of the year? Are the Joker posters the biggest story of the year? Where does 20 minutes with the president rank? That's a big story. And we continue to bring you the real news here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's see right here. This one is kind of interesting to me because this is unprecedented. Now, for those out there that still don't have the cable television, I'm with you. I don't have cable TV at home. It's not because I'm against cable. I just don't really have that much time or money to spend on cable television. I'm in this office a lot. And I have an HDTV. I've hooked it up with a tuner. It gets killer reception. Like, if you haven't, if you don't have a new HDTV and the bunny ears, it's not only bunny ears anymore. They're making these antennas in all different shapes and sizes. But you have this, these new extended antennas, and they can get a 1080p signal even clearer than you can get from digital cable, folks. I mean, you are like, whoa, I can't believe this signal. Now, you get basically you know, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. You get the four big networks. And then a bunch of Spanish stations and then offshoots of those four big networks and public access and that sort of thing. Now, Fox is saying those are given away free is what I'm saying. And they usually give all those stations away free to the big cable companies. But Time Warner Cable is now in negotiations with Fox because Fox doesn't want to give up Fox for free anymore. They're making the argument that now that there are so many more cable stations out there and the advertising revenue isn't what it used to be, they're now going to start charging for regular Fox programming. So if something doesn't happen in the next week by December 31st, Time Warner Cable is no longer going to have American Idol. They'll no longer have The Simpsons. I know people are like, American Idol? Oh my God! I need to get on the phone right now with Time Warner. I need to get on the phone with Fox. If people knew their American Idol was being threatened right now on Time Warner Cable, there would be an uproar. I myself am a little bit more worried about things like animation domination. In fact, when I go home to New York, we do have the Time Warner Cable there. I will be quite heartbroken if the next time I visit my home there, I cannot get some Simpsons action or the Family Guy. And you know what? Man, I wanted to make this point, and I totally and completely forgot. And I just remembered. I talked about it last week on this program that The Simpsons had this segment with Homer in which Homer and Lisa are exchanging about global warming. And you know what? Maybe I'll grab a thumb drive and try to get this on in the final segment. Maybe we can make the magic happen here, Ryan. That's what I'm telling you. We're going to make some magic happen in this last segment. So anyway, he's talking to Lisa about global warming. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull it, Ryan. I'm probably going to have to go get a thumb drive and get the downloaded episode so we can put it on TV. Anyway, he's talking to Lisa about global warming, and she's saying, well, it can cause climate at both extremes. And then as Homer is doing the right thing and calling her a crazy person and La La Land, he throws up the Hook'em Horns, a.k.a. the El Diablo. I won't do it in full, but he literally connects it, and then boom, it's very quick. And it is completely unnecessary and really bothered me because I had spoke about this joke on the air saying, well, look what we have here. We've got the representation of the biggest idiot in America, Homer Simpson, the dumb invalid dad, the guy that doesn't know anything, the guy who gets dumber and dumber every single season. And he thinks that global warming is fake. So now you're if you associate yourself with the dumb guy and think that global warming's fake, you're bad. And then, of course, Lisa Simpson, who is notoriously the smartest person on The Simpsons program, his daughter, who they also had this weird Wiccan episode a couple weeks ago that was very bothersome to me as well. She starts saying that, of course, it is real. But then as soon as he starts to say it's not real, for some reason, he throws up the devil symbol. So for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, coming up in the next segment, come hell or high water, I am going to try to run to my computer, find the file, and throw it, get a USB drive ready for me, okay, with at least 175 megabytes of space. And we'll throw that on, and we're going to show that to people. Is that the biggest story of 2009? No, it's not. But it is definitely something worth noting, worth talking about. And again, we got on that subject because Fox wants to charge Time Warner to carry its station. And Time Warner is saying it's not going to do it. This shows the decline in the influence in the mainstream media. This is why the print medium is going down. This is why Ted Turner doesn't have half the power that he had. He's still got a lot of power, but he doesn't have half the power he had 15 years ago before he was swindled with the Time Warner AOL deal. And he knows he got swindled there, and he admits it's the worst mistake he's ever made in his life. How he could think that AOL was going to be big in the future markets when they really were on a system of dial-up and instant messenger. Look, folks, it's kind of like Napster. You know, Napster was great for its time. It's dead in the water now. Even, you know, the offshoots out there like Rhapsody and others, they're okay, but they're dominated by iTunes because of the media perception that iTunes is cool and everybody needs iTunes. And if you have a regular MP3 player, you're not cool. You need an iPod. And if you have an old iPod, you're kind of lame. You really want an iPod Touch. And if you have an iPod Touch, you want the bigger iPod Touch. And, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all about status symbols. You know, the MP3 player works just as well. The MP3 player is less draconian, but through slick advertising with silhouettes of people dancing around to Bob Dylan and you seeing little headphone jacks that instead of being black or white and it's got a cool color scheme, you want iTunes. It's called propaganda. Edward Bernays wrote about it in his book, Propaganda, the Father of Public Relations. They know how to manipulate you into wanting things you don't need. And not only do you want the things that you don't need, you worship the things you don't need. You lust after the things that you don't need. You lust after that leather jacket. You lust after that convertible. You lust over that wristwatch. You lust over that iPhone. You want it more than you want actual personal human relationships with others. You identify more with a product and product placement than you do your family and friends. That is a problem. It dehumanizes us all, whether we realize it or not. Humanity is no longer as important. Consumerism is. And remember, after 9/11, what do they tell you? Buy more stuff. Keep buying stuff. If we don't keep buying stuff, hell is coming towards us. It's all about purchasing crap you don't need to accumulate a consumer idealism where your life is based around what the puppet masters tell you. You need this type of credit card. You need this phone. You need this type of car. You need to pay your carbon tax. You need to, or the polar bears are going to die. We're here to save the world. You need it. We're going to come back, hopefully, with this Simpsons clip and much, much more in the final segment of the final Info Warrior this year. If you missed any of it, remember, go to theinfowarrior.com and pick up the podcast after the show.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want?
My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm gonna take you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm gonna take you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
Final segment of the final Info Warrior this year. We're going to go to some final calls in just a moment, but I want to make sure that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are queued in right now. Okay, we're going to play this segment of The Simpsons that makes you feel like an idiot if you believe in global warming. And then on top of that, watch it, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. As Homer Simpson talks, he throws up the El Diablo. Hit the clip.
Geez, it looks like tomorrow I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Global warming can cause weather at both extremes, hot and cold.
I see, so you're saying warming makes it colder. Well, aren't you the queen of crazy land? Everything's the opposite of everything. La-di-da-di-da. I'm Lisa Simpson. La-di-da-di-da.
Really? Really?
All right, let's stop it right there, because we're going to play this one more time. Bring it back to the 145. As soon as he says that everything is the opposite of everything, in other words, an as above, so below motif, he throws up the El Diablo. And boy, guys, that looks great off that computer. I think that's the first time we've played anything that looks so good and is in real time. So we should keep that in mind. So let's hit the clip one more time off of the passport drive. Go ahead.
Geez, it looks like tomorrow I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Global warming can cause weather at both extremes, hot and cold.
I see, so you're saying warming makes it colder. Well, aren't you the queen of crazy land? Everything's the opposite of everything. La-di-da-di-da. I'm Lisa Simpson. La-di-da-di-da.
So again, really? The biggest idiot character, again, is telling the truth about global warming, but he's the one who's made out to be crazy. And really, the coup de grace is the symbolism with the El Diablo as he talks about the opposite of everything. All right, let's go to Allie in Pennsylvania. Allie, you're online.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that to me, the story of the year would be Baxter sending out that vaccine with bird flu. Yes,
absolutely.
Very big story. Not a lot of people know about it.
You know what? We haven't covered that in so long. It was one, we were one of the first people to really discuss it. But back in February of this year, Baxter sent out to 14 countries, including the Ukraine, doses of the quote unquote bird flu vaccine. And then they said that they were mixing agents that had not only live bird flu in it, but other types of viruses. And when they tested it on ferrets there, it killed them. And immediately the science said this could not be by accident. There were many foreign stories. It really did not hit the national media here. Bloomberg did report on that. And, you know, we talked briefly about the H1N1 scare, but that is a huge story. I thank you for the call, Allie. All right, let's take one more final caller, Jacob in Nebraska. Jacob, you're our last caller of the year.
Okay, great, because what I'm going to say is that we need a new world order. We need a global system. No borders, no wars, a single language. People wouldn't be having wars with each other. Mm-hmm. We need a
and
global...
And how do we do this? Jacob, how do we do this without killing a bunch of people or enslaving a bunch of people? Explain that to me. How does that happen?
Killing? Well, why would you need to kill people?
Well, some nations aren't going along with it.
especially if it's in, under international law. Some people are going to want their own constitution and Bill of Rights. So how do you get those people to join? Because there's another, there's a movie out there that promotes this idea that's within this patriot movement. It's Zeitgeist Addendum, but then it says that the entire problem, the reason that we need this thing is because of scarcity. That's why man is not good to one another. In other words, there's not enough for everybody. Well, there is enough for everybody. They create artificial scarcity. And let me say this, Jacob, if a new world order was about peace on earth and everybody getting along in this utopian society where nobody would have to sacrifice, I would be all for it. But when you read their own documents, that's not what it's about. I really wish I had some more time with you. You call in next week. I'll give you at least a half an hour. Maybe we'll discuss it for an hour. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmish. You missed any of it, go to theinfowarrior.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.